It's a sunny Saturday at the Nuremberg Trailhead, an entrance to the Nordhaus Dunes. The trail is packed with people who've come to camp, hike, and swim.
It's busy on summer weekends, particularly.
That's Nate Peters from the U.S. Forest Service. He's greeting people who've come to enjoy the dunes.
How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Peters says they're glad people are visiting the dunes. But having such a large number of visitors also creates some unique problems, like when people litter. According to Peters, that's one of the biggest human-based problems in the area, especially on summer weekends, when visitors may be drinking.
We'll go down to landings and we'll see people have left glass bottles, they'll have shattered glass bottles at the landings.
The dunes are a fragile ecosystem and are home to endangered species like the piping plover and the pitcher's thistle. And people can make a mess. So there are rules to help keep the dunes intact. Like, dogs have to be on a leash, and you can't camp within 400 feet of Lake Michigan. Even dragging a cooler on wheels can upset the balance in the ecosystem. So those aren't allowed either. Peter says things that seem little can actually make a huge difference.
Most people want to do the right thing, and by teaching them how to care for the environment, we're creating stewards that can help us maintain this resource.
Which he says will help make the dunes a better place, both for the ecosystem and for its visitors.
Our hope is that people will start thinking a bit outside of their experience and realize how their actions can impact the experiences of other users and the sensitive ecosystems that we cherish.
For Points North, I'm Bronte Cook.